Welcome to Pain to Power, your go-to destination for real-life stories, genuine conversations, and a splash of reality, along with some real estate insights all in one place. I am your host, Kayla Cardona, and I invite you to join me on this transformative journey. Together, we'll delve into raw, unfiltered talks and experiences of overcoming adversity, finding the path to resilience, and rising above the pain. This is the podcast that empowers you to break through the barriers, elevate your life in every aspect, and unlock your true potential, regardless of your circumstances. And of course, we'll sprinkle in some good laughs and entertainment along the way. Welcome to Pain to Power. Let's go. Welcome back, everybody. So today I'm going to talk about a very interesting topic, Christianity versus New Age. And the reason why I want to cover this is because a lot of people have asked me, you know, about my journey, my spirituality journey, and they've noticed a change. If you guys follow me on social media, I'm not afraid to express myself on there. And I've definitely have been sharing my journey of finding God and committing to Him for the very first time in my life. So first, I want to start with what is the difference between Christianity and New Age? First off, I didn't even know New Age was a thing until recently, really, when I, you know, found God. I didn't know what it was. I didn't know there was a name for it. But the more I looked into it, I was like, oh my gosh, I've been living this way for so many years, thinking I was enlightened and I was on, you know, the best path. And I'm not saying anything against people, because I know so many people that are in New Age, and I understand it because I was in it, not knowing I was. But I understand where they're coming from, where your mindset is. And maybe this episode will help you understand the difference and why I've, you know, I don't know. Is New Age I don't even think it's a religion. I think it's just a spirituality thing. So let me just go over really quick what the differences are. So I'll just name 10 of them. Okay. So New Age glorifies the self. Christianity glories God. So the second one, New Age says, follow your heart and do whatever makes you happy. Christianity says, follow and obey Jesus, for the heart is deceitful. New Age turns to ascended masters, spirit guides, the universe, astrology, and angels for help. That includes horoscopes. You know, when people say, you know, I'm a Sagittarius, you guys have seen me. If you guys follow me, I would always put like, oh, Sagittarius, I'm proud. And like before I would go on a date with someone, or when I first meet someone new, I'll be like, what's your sign? Right? We all do that. So I get that. So Christianity only follows the Holy Trinity. New Age tries to predict and control the future. Christianity trusts God with the future. New Age says there is no sin, hell, devil, or demons. Christianity believes Jesus teaches about sin, hell, devil, and demons in the Holy Bible, which I think that's the one that I haven't really related to, because I knew that there was, you know, bad energy, evil energy, dark energy, you know, demons, and I know that there was a hell and sin. But it's funny, because if I know that that existed, how come I didn't, you know, really truly believe in God? I didn't understand it, is what my problem was. New Age relies upon channeled books, cards, and psychic readings for guidance. Christianity relies upon prayer and the Bible. I remember there was a few times where I would be in a very dark place where I was confused and frustrated and felt very, very lost. And a couple of times I would just go and search up like a psychic reading or someone that can read my palms, and I would go see them to get some sort of clarity on what's going on and what to expect. And I've seen a psychic probably about 3 times, and they would all, you know, of course, say things that, you know, would blow my mind, because I'm like, how did you know that? Messages, or you don't know where they're getting all that stuff from, right? So it's like they could be getting that from demons, right? And Satan is so, he's very good at giving you answers so that you don't go and seek God. Right. So also New Age says Jesus is an ascended master, or just a man who was enlightened. And they imagine that Jesus is an anything goes laid back man. Christianity says that Jesus was fully God and fully man during his earthly ministry, and he's now at the right hand of our Heavenly Father God as the second member of the Holy Trinity. We will all stand before God on Judgment Day, and we want Jesus there with us to attest that we've been forgiven for our sins. I don't really have any comment on that. I knew he might be real during that time. I don't know if I would say that I looked at Jesus as a laid-back man, so I don't really relate to that one. New Age says you get into heaven by being a good person. Christianity says it's not your works that save you. It's God's grace through your faith in life, death, and resurrection of our Savior Jesus, who was the only sinless and truly good person to walk the earth. God's love doesn't give us license to do whatever we please. I used to think that too. I used to think, oh, if God is real, God knows my heart. He knows I'm a good person. He knows I have great intentions. I've never, ever wished bad upon anyone. I've never wished anyone to hurt themselves or for anything bad to happen to them, right? So I just always knew that, you know, if there is a heaven, I would be fine because I'm a good person. I've never murdered. I've never done anything along those lines, you know? So New Age tries to manifest their wants and desires. Christianity trusts God's promise to meet the needs of believers. And this one, yeah, I used to talk about manifestation all the time, right? And you sometimes you'll hear Christians use that word manifest. So that's like very confusing for a lot of people, because when you hear Christians say the word manifest, it's like, oh, okay, so that is a thing, right? Or if you hear non-believers say it, we think it's the same thing. So it's very confusing when believers use that word, right? So as you hear everyone talk about manifestation, manifesting everything so you attract everything. And that one was kind of a harder pill for me to swallow, because I was so used to it for so many years, manifesting things that I wanted, and it would work. And so that was something that was hard for me to kind of really truly understand. Again, Christianity trusts God's promise to meet the needs of believers. So I'll go into more into that in a bit, but the last one is New Age says that there are many paths to God. Christianity quotes Jesus' own words, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." So back to in the beginning where I said New Age glorifies itself, Christianity glories God. So I used to actually truly believe that I was part God. Oh my God. You guys, I cringe every time I say that, but there's no other way of explaining it. I really, truly believed that every single one of us on this planet has a piece of God in them, meaning we are our own creators. We create our reality by manifesting, speaking it into existence, and all those things, right? It's really difficult because sometimes here and there I'll still use that type of terminology, which, you guys, I'm a brand new Christian, so I'm still learning the different terms rather than using the word manifest or speaking into existence. There's other ways to say it, but I'm still learning. I'm still an infant, so I'm not on this episode trying to tell you all of a sudden I'm like this perfect Christian and all the things. Like, I just started reading the Bible. I read a little bit every single morning for my morning devotion. I'm an infant, okay? So I'm not here to tell you like I know it all, because I don't. I'm new. It's like getting rid of everything that I've learned in the past and re-teaching myself and relearning this new way of thinking. I don't like to use the word religion. I still consider myself very, very spiritual. And the reason being, really, I don't know. I've had bad experiences in the past, like a lot of people have when it comes to religion. And, you know, just going to church every weekend with my family growing up. And it was, you know, they would preach all these things. And then when we come home, nothing aligned with the way we were living. It didn't align with what the pastor said that we were supposed to live, right? So I've always had questions about God and the Bible and church ever since a very, very young age. And to give you a little bit of a background, I grew up in two different households, and you guys would hear me kind of speak about this sometimes when I speak about my story. My birth mother and my dad separated when I was one. And so my stepmom has been in my life basically all my life. She's been there since I could remember, since I was a baby. And so my dad used to be Catholic, but he converted into Christian. And again, we would go to church every weekend and we would listen to the pastor. When we started going to church, we didn't go to church like my whole entire life, but when we did, it was probably like the end of elementary school. So we would go to church. We would, you know, hear the pastor, and he would read the Bible, and it never made sense to me. And I was like, I don't even understand why we're reading about this. Like, I don't get it. I don't understand it. So also, you guys, it matters what churches you go to. It really does. Since I'm already on this topic, I might as well, you know, give you a little tip. If you're trying to find a church, it's okay to go to multiple different churches, like, I guess, date churches and figure out what fits you, what works for you. And I had to go to a few churches to find the right fit. It took me a few times, but when I found the church I go to now, I absolutely love it. When I walked in, it's like I felt the Holy Spirit. No joke. It was so like everyone's energy is just so high. Everyone's dancing and singing and crying and throwing their hands up. And I love that. I don't like those serious churches where they're all standing there and it's just like everyone's kind of older and it's just like, it's so boring. And you hear the pastor just read straight from the Bible, but don't explain what it means, or they try to explain it, but it just doesn't make sense. The church I go to, the pastor, he is so funny, and he'll align with the scriptures to real life stuff. And he's kind of a comedian. He'll throw in some jokes, and I like that. I want to go and enjoy it. And so I'm so happy the religion and, you know, all of that. And then my mom, my birth mother, was basically an atheist since I could remember. Her attitude towards life was, well, if there is a God, why does bad things happen to good people? And she would, you know, kind of, I don't know, there was just such a dark energy about her that I remember for so long. And so I just never got close to God. And I questioned him, and there were so many years where I didn't believe in him. And, you know, I would say, let's see. So I didn't have any sort of spirituality connection at all probably until my son was about, I would say when he was around 7 or 8, because it was around the time that I met my son's godmother. I stumbled upon, this is crazy, but I stumbled upon some posts, like just scrolling through Instagram at the time. And I stumbled upon like energy and frequencies and chakras and crystals. And I'm like, what is this? And I just kind of started going down that rabbit hole. And I was like, oh my gosh, like it touched me. It really, really did, because it gave me something to believe in a sense. And to me, it made sense. Like, we're all connected. There is such things as frequencies. And I started learning about sound baths, and I did all that kind of stuff, and how it, like, you know, because we're all made of water. I can't believe I believe that. We are all made of water. And so those sound baths would create this type of frequency / vibration, and it like adjusts your DNA. And oh my gosh, saying it out loud is so crazy to me. Yeah. And then I believed in like energy, how we're all connected. And it was very believable for a long time. But I would say I'm glad I went through that, because again, it gave me something to believe in, but also it empowered me in a sense, and in a way where it's like, okay, I'm in charge of my life. I am the creator of my reality. And so it gave me a sense of accountability. And so I'm glad I went through that, because when I started opening myself up to this, you know, spirituality journey, which now I know is called New Age, it gave me that opportunity to take accountability and control of my own life. It took me to different heights and different levels, absolutely. And I was super into that. I dove very deep. It introduced me to personal development, and I dived super deep into that. So I did that, yeah, for many, many years. And then I got even more deeper into that around 2018, 2019. And I even started, you know, kind of expressing myself and sharing my story, and started getting involved in that personal development world with, you know, motivational speakers, and getting highly involved into that world. And a lot of them believe in the same thing. And so, yeah, I was just exposing myself to that world. And I thought, gosh, there's so much power in this. Yeah, it just kept going. And then really, after a few changes started happening in my life, I fell off a little bit during 2020. I think a lot of people can relate to that. The whole world kind of shut down and went into this like deep depression. And I did the same thing. I kind of shut down, and I started this podcast 2019 and completely fell off 2020, and kind of went down this dark rabbit hole of politics and everything going on with COVID and the vaccines and the government. And I just went down this dark hole, and that didn't help me at all. It really wasn't until, I would say, when I started going through the interviewing process with Netflix for the show, which was the end of 2020. And then I got casted, let's see, 2021. I think it was 22. It was a long process, you guys. And then I joined the Oppenheim Group. 2021 is when I joined the Oppenheim Group, and I got casted. So I still believed in all that stuff. So I got more involved into that, because I really wanted to, you know, manifest my future and have good energy. And then being in that world, I would say, you know, there was a lot of people around me. I'm not going to say who, but there was people around me that were into, you know, the dark stuff, the witchcraft stuff, the Reikis and crystals and all that stuff. And then while I was filming season 2 and 3, I got super more deeper involved in New Age. And I bought a bunch of crystals because I wanted to like protect myself from the bad energy. So I went into like crystal stores, and I would get like, and you guys can see me in season 2 and 3, which is not out yet, but season 2 is, I'm like wearing these crystals on my rings, on my fingers, and a big, huge crystal necklace on my neck. And I was just trying to protect myself, and also, of course, attract abundance. And there's certain crystals that attract certain things, right? So I got even deeper, farther into that, because again, I was around really bad energy, and I just really wanted to have that extra protection. It really wasn't until, let's see, so we wrapped up season 2 and 3 of filming last year. So today is January 12th. So today's January 12th, 2024. So we wrapped up filming June or July. I was going through a transition in my life. I really got to this place where I was so happy where I was mentally, emotionally, financially, physically even. But there was just something that just felt wrong and incomplete. And I didn't know what it was. And I could not figure it out. And it was driving me crazy. And the other thing about New Age, you guys, when you believe that you are the creator of your life and all of that, that's a lot of pressure. If you really think about it, everything is on you. And I felt for all my life, always being in my masculine energy from as a childhood, you know, living in survival mode and feeling like I had to protect my sister. I was responsible for the emotions of my mom, and I won't get super deep into that, but for so long, it's like I lived in that survival mode. And then, you know, leaving my home at 17, pregnant, having my son at so young, you know, living on my own at 18 and living in the shelters and being homeless and all that stuff. It's like, it was a lot of pressure on me where I had to take full accountability of my life, which of course you do. That's what I teach in my coaching. You have to start with figuring out where you are in your life and taking full accountability of it. Absolutely. But when you believe that you are the full creator of your life, that is so much pressure on you, because when things go south, guess what? You blame yourself. And then you start feeling terrible about yourself and just feeling and putting yourself down and saying horrible things like, God, why did I do that? I'm so stupid. Da, da, da. And it's just, it's so much. It's like you're fighting against yourself all the time when things will go bad, right? And things went bad a lot for me. Things went bad a lot. So I would put myself down all the time, and it held me back, really. If I think about it now, this is the first time I'm really going deep into this, you guys. So it's all just coming on the top of my head right now. But I would put myself down so much, and I just feel like that was the biggest reason of why I was held back so much. And yes, I love where I'm at today in life, absolutely. But I just feel like I would have gotten so much farther if I just knew God and accepted Him a long time ago. I used to be very, very stubborn, very stubborn, very hard-headed. And, you know, New Age tries to predict and control the future. And when you try to control everything, it's like I got to a point where I was just tired. I was so done of controlling and leading everything in my life for all my life. And I just got so tired where I sat on my bed and I was quote unquote manifesting because I just felt called. I always was very good at listening to my intuition and listening to my body. When I know there's something off, I recognize it and I kind of look into it. And so I knew something was off. So I just like sat in my bed and I just closed my eyes And I was just trying to be silent and just see if any messages would come in, right? And I had this moment, this encounter with God, and he basically showed me a full, like a movie. And it was my future, my husband and another child. And I was in my beautiful home with an ocean view, and so happy, and watching my husband holding my child. And it looked like a daughter, but I'm not sure. And then I got another message, and I started crying. And I started crying because it wasn't completely clear in words, but I just knew what was being said. And it was basically, and I didn't know it was God at that moment. It was basically saying, if you do not accept me and live through me and believe in me, you will not have this life. And so I just started crying. And it was like this sadness that came over me in a sense, not because of him, now that I know and understand what happened, but because it was like he showed me the life that I could live with him. But then he showed me what it was. And that was such a beautiful moment for me. But again, that wasn't the exact moment that I realized it was him until a bit later. And then I started meeting very powerful Christians through speaking engagements that I've been doing and hearing other speakers speak about their encounters with God. And I think slowly God was working more. Well, he's always worked for me without me even realizing. And I met some very powerful Christians and spent some time with them and started kind of learning from them and listening to them. And they told me about their experience with this process called a deliverance. Someone that has decades experience in doing deliverances. And so there's no other simplified way of explaining what a deliverance is other than it is basically an exorcism. I know that sounds crazy and scary, and even explaining it to my closest people in my life, they were just looking at me like, what? Like, that sounds so crazy. I know it does, but it's such a liberating experience. And the reason why I want to share it with you guys, and I was thinking like, maybe I shouldn't share this part of me because it's so personal, but if you hear my experience, maybe it'll help encourage you to get a deliverance as well. And if you're interested in who I went to, because I also think that you need to be super careful of who you get the deliverance from, right? You got to make sure that that person is filled with the Holy Spirit in order to go through it. Because if they're filled with something else, I don't know what to tell you. And I don't want to be responsible for that. So if you guys want a referral, and only you guys are hearing this, I haven't even spoke about this on an interview. You guys are the first to hear this. I might be opening up about it, but I'm not sure yet. But if you want that referral, just send me a message on Instagram, MS Kayla Cardona, and I'm happy to share that with you. The deliverance, so I'm just going to give you like a very quick version, but I went in, it was in San Clemente in a church. The woman was absolutely amazing. I just felt like she was filled with the Holy Spirit. It was very peaceful immediately. And so basically what she has you do is fill out this questionnaire before you see her. So she gets like straight to the point, nitty gritty. It's like a 3-hour process. Okay. A 3-hour process. That's like 10 years of therapy. It's insane. And so it was during the time after my encounter with God, but I was still looking for more I was thinking about doing ayahuasca. Oh yeah. Ayahuasca. So, thank goodness I stumbled upon, these people now in my life, and they referred me to this wonderful lady that did the deliverance. So you do fill out this questionnaire and they ask all these super deep, deep questions about your childhood and your trauma and things that happened to you, things you've done, all the dark, dark things, all the skeletons in your closet, everything. You have to let it all out so she knows what she's working with, right? And you don't want to hold back. If you're doing something like this, this is a commitment. And I wanted to make sure that she knew everything about me. And so I could have the best experience and full results, if that makes sense. So I filled out this questionnaire. I went to go see her. The first hour and a half is basically going over everything that she read, everything she knows about you, and asking you about it, going a little bit deeper into it. And then the second hour and a half is the deliverance. Oh man, was it an experience, but it was so beautiful. So at first, what she does is we pray to God to, you know, protect us and to fill the room with our guardian angels and to fill the room with the Holy Spirit. And then she basically, I can't do it over the microphone, but she basically, you have to look at her in her eyes and repeat after her about some of the things that she's saying. And so every negative feeling in your body, every fear that you deal with, anything that is not of God is some sort of demon or bad spirit, right? And so I'll give you guys one example. The biggest demon that I had inside of me was the spirit of rejection. As you guys know my story, you know, being abandoned at such a young age, abandoned from my family, from the father of my child, and losing everything. But even it goes deeper than that into my childhood, being very, very insecure. I dealt with a lot of rejection. And so that was the biggest demon and inside of me. And so you basically rebuke all the demons inside of you. It goes all the way back into your childhood. You can also get bad spirits from like your parents that come, it can come from them. It can come from every single person you've ever slept with in your life. You don't know what kind of demons they're hanging on to, right? So it was like my whole life of all these demons that I didn't know were inside of me. And the biggest one was the spirit of rejection. And I just remember she was rebuking the spirit to leave my body, because the beautiful thing about Christianity, you guys, the beautiful thing is God has, he died on the cross for our sins, right? And so he gave us the authority over the devil. He gave us authority over Satan. So whenever there's anything, any bad spirit around us, we have the authority to rebuke. And they cannot stay, they cannot physically hurt us either. With that being said, it's so helpful to know that, especially for me when I first learned that, it's like I wasn't afraid. And she made that very clear while that was happening in the room. The bad spirits, they cannot hurt you because Jesus Christ is your Savior and he gives you the authority. And they don't have a right to be inside of you or around you. They don't. So you just have to rebuke them in the name of Jesus. And so she was doing that, saying, you know, get out, get out. And no joke, you guys, I know this is so crazy, but I just started crying. My whole body was chill and like chills. I was feeling chills up and down my entire body. My arms and my hands started going numb. And I just started crying and screaming, but it wasn't hurting me. It wasn't hurting me at all, but I just felt it. It was really fighting back. It did not want to leave my body. And she, you know, started praying very, very hard. She started speaking in tongue. And I was like, oh my gosh, like I was not, again, I was not afraid, but I knew that whatever that was inside of me was fighting really hard. And so all of a sudden, I just felt my body just go for, I was sitting down on a couch the whole time. And my whole body just kind of hunched over. And then I just felt something starting to come out of me. I know that sounds crazy and I don't want to scare anybody that's listening, but let me just hear me out, okay? And then all of a sudden, as I'm hunched over, my whole body and my neck and my head is thrown back. And I just felt it like kind of like come out of me. I know that sounds crazy. So that's why when you hear the word exorcism, it's scary because you think of, you know, that movie Exorcism, right? That was a scary movie. You guys, that was based on a true story. Okay. That stuff is real. Okay. I think everybody somehow, some way believes that. Yeah, it is real. Like, okay. So it like came out of me and I just, oh my gosh, it was so liberating and peaceful. And I just felt like all this weight has been taken off of me and I felt so free. And that was one demon, you guys. There was others inside of me from years and decades of trauma and childhood. Trauma, you know, being around negative people all throughout my life, it was like I was cleansed. And after you go through that process and you're sweating, oh yeah, you sweat, you cry, like, oh my gosh, it was like things were literally pulled out of me. And then after you're done, then she fills you with the Holy Spirit and she prays over you. And it's like you're filled with this light and you feel it. And it's I can't explain it, you guys. It's something you have to experience it for yourself. But it's definitely a commitment. Because after that, it's like you're exposed, you're vulnerable. And so you have to be super careful of the things that you listen to, the people you surround yourself with. And it's a full commitment. And from then on, then it's like you have to live by God's words. And of course, you know, we're human. We are living in a sinful earth. And you're not going to be perfect. Absolutely, you're not going to be perfect. Trust me. Afterwards, you know, for the first couple of days, I was like, oh my God, I felt so godly. Just filled with the Holy Spirit, like nothing can tear me down, you know. But you know, life happens, and I've cursed, I've drank, and which, by the way, you can drink as long as you don't drink to get drunk. I don't drink anymore, but I mean, this happened like, oh my gosh, seven months ago, so a lot has happened since then. You know, things are gonna happen. And it's not going to be perfect, but as long as you continue to go to God, I talk to God every single day. And whenever I mess up, I just go to Him and I say, I'm sorry, please forgive me for doing this. And every single day is a new day to get better and be better and get closer with Him. So my entire life, I knew that God has been tugging at my heart my whole entire life. And especially during the years where I had my son at such a young age and I was going through everything that I was going through, even during times, of course, you know, like I've said, I didn't believe in him. And I'm so hard-headed, and I really truly believe this. I am so stubborn and hard-headed. At the time, he had to literally put me on a TV screen for me to look at myself from the outside in. And look at myself and just be like, wow, things need to change. And I really believe that that's one of the biggest reasons why he's given me the opportunity to be on this show, is because he needed me to look at myself and be like, this is what you're doing. And I'm not saying that I was like horrible on the show. I mean, I think a lot of people recognize and realize the authenticity that I brought to the show. And I'm very proud of that. And I was fully myself 100%. But, you know, half of the time I was very drunk and I was nervous and I felt like I needed to drink to have more confidence. It was a new experience for me. I think all of us on the cast really went through that phase. Or if they still do, I don't know. I can't speak for them, but liquid courage really helped. But it wasn't good because I just overdid it and I did and said things that I would never have done. And cursing and saying all the F-bombs, like it was just not who, I was not proud of a lot of those moments. And there's a lot of things that happened that was not shown that you guys don't know, but I do. And I just knew that there needed to be a change. And another thing I wanted to cover was, I know a lot of people, when I speak about my faith, they always ask, well, what about your son? And you guys, let me make something super, super clear. And I'm so thankful for this. My son has always had a relationship with God. And it really started becoming strong when my son's godmother came into our lives when he was around 7. And she is a God-fearing woman, has a very strong relationship with God. And she would take my son to church every single Sunday. And at the time I was, you know, cutting hair. It was way before real estate. I was cutting hair and I was also bartending. So I would work very, very late. And so, you know, they would wake up early to go to church on Sundays. And, you know, I would always, of course, use the excuse that I was too tired to go, but it's because, and that happened for many years. He needed something more than what I was giving him. You know, I dealt and lived with a lot of guilt that my son didn't have a father or a father figure around him. And so for me, it was like, you know, if there is a God, then at least he has a heavenly father, right? Again, 2020, when everything shut down, my son was going to private school and I didn't like how things ended up. So I pulled him out and I put him into a private school. And the private school was Christian based during middle school. And so, you know, he had Bible study and he would learn about the Bible and get even more close to God. And for many, many years, my son's godmother too would pray for me and just ask that, you know, I find him, I find God. And for so many years, she never gave up on me. And she always had faith that I would find him eventually. She never judged me. She never made me feel guilty for not wanting to go to church or talk about God or anything. She never, ever made me feel bad for that. She kept that patience. And my son has recently shared to me that he would pray for me too. Every single day he would pray for me. And I didn't know this until recently when I came to God. And it's like they both, after so many years of praying, are just finally like, dang, Kayla, it's about time. Or dang, mom, it's about time. So I'm just so thankful for them both, you know. And my son, people don't know this, but my son's middle name is Angel. And I've always known that I was born to be his mother and he was born to be my son. And that in a way, he has been my guardian angel. And the fact that he's had such a strong relationship with God all this time while I didn't, and they waited for me. It just was such a beautiful experience to finally come to and to experience that with my family and the people closest to me. I do understand why a lot of people are so quick to turn to New Age. And even, you know, with the vision boards, a lot of people, where they've got that from was from that the movie The Secret, and people have learned about The Secret, and there's about 6 books out from The Secret. I know because I have every single one of them. And after watching that movie, it's like it really did change my life. And it's a different perspective, and I understand how it works or why it works. Seeing the psychic and getting tarot card readings and all of that, because you get actual answers at that moment. You hear somebody speak to you and give you some sort of guidance or advice. But like I said, he knows that you want answers. And so he gives you the easy route so that you never have to go to God or seek him. And we live in a world that is instant gratification. We want instant gratification. And a lot of this world, including myself, don't have a lot of patience. So we want the answers now. We want a clarity now. We want to figure it out now. You don't necessarily hear him speak back to you. And I understand this fully. That was another reason why it was so hard for me to believe, because it's like I'm talking to nobody, right? And when we're in those low times, especially, we just want someone to talk to us and talk back and help us and guide us and speak to us physically, right? So I understand when people try to go that route because they need that reassurance and to feel like we have some sort of answer and clarity. It's normal for us humans to want to get clarity, especially when you're on this road of bettering yourself and growing and you're going through some growing pains and you want to get answers. We all want answers, right? And Christianity is all about believing and not seeing, walking by faith, not by sight. So it does take a lot of bravery and courage and, of course, tons of faith to believe that God is going to answer all our prayers, even if it's not necessarily the way that you want. And when you really, truly want something and God doesn't give it to you, it doesn't mean he just doesn't want to give it to you. It's because God knows what is truly good for you and what you truly need the next level into your life. The heart is deceitful. It truly is. We're humans. We were born to sin. We are not God, but we are made in his image, absolutely. But we make mistakes. So we need God to lean on, to trust in him, to know that when he answers our prayers and things go our way, it's from God. But if he answers our prayers and it doesn't go our way, it's him just redirecting us to what is meant for us by him, right? We want to control everything. Absolutely. That makes sense. But learning to let go and let God is very difficult, but it is so worth it. And I'm going to leave you with this. My son taught me this recently because I asked him, I said, Jordan, why do you think bad things happen to good people? And he explained it so much better than I did, but I'm going to do my best. So bear with me. He says that God put us on this earth for a very limited amount of time. If that's 40 years, 60 years, 70 years, 90 years, it's so, so tiny, such a tiny amount of time when you compare it to the eternity of life. And so he puts us on this earth almost like a test to see if we will find him. And that if we find him, we will be saved, but then we have to stay faithful to him. And when you are free and you are saved, on the other side of that is living in heaven with him for eternity. Gosh, you guys, that is such a beautiful, beautiful thing. And it's never too late. It is never too late to find him. I've heard so many stories about people literally on their deathbed and they have an encounter with God. And at that moment, they just ask for forgiveness and they thank him and they have this huge, massive change in their hearts. And the very last minute, they are saved. But I'll make this clear too as well. I never want to make anyone feel pressured or I'm trying to push Christianity on you. Like, that's never my intention. This is just my experience. And a lot of people wanted to know about my journey, and it's been a long journey, and there's actually more to it. I just give you a lot of the highlights. Maybe I'll do a part two on this, but that's basically the biggest points I wanted to make for you guys. I know it's very difficult because it's so confusing with all the information out there. I just recently ran across Lil Nas. He's claimed that he has become a Christian and he serves God now, and he's coming out with a gospel album. And I was curious, so I went to go check and see, you know, what is this music video he's speaking of about God. He's literally mocking God the entire time. He has a scene where a lot of celebrities are walking on this path going up to heaven, and it's impersonators of people like Kanye West or Taylor Swift or Obama's in there. He's confusing the masses. And I just feel like that this year is going, we're going to face a lot of these confusing events and moments, and fear mongering is also an election year. I'm not going to make this political, but just keep your eyes and mind and heart open to everything that's happening. And just remember where you stand in your faith, and don't allow all the media and a quick reminder, you guys, my breakthrough coaching program starts January 24th at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you are interested, I'm going to go ahead and put the link right underneath in the description of this episode, so you can go ahead and sign up. And also, if you're new and you stumbled upon my podcast, welcome. Thank you so much for joining the community. Would love to hear from you and connect with you. Go ahead and reach out to me. I am mostly on Instagram at @MSKaylaCardona. I'll also put a link in the description to find me, and I would love to connect. I did not expect this episode to be this long, but I was just in flow. So if you made it all the way to the end, thank you so much for listening. If this was helpful and educational for you, and it opened your mind and heart to new things, and you feel like it's going to help somebody else, please share this. I would really appreciate that. Share this with somebody that you think would help. Thank you again for tuning in, and until next time.